Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And God is good all the time. He's faithful to complete what he started, but he asks for a little cooperation. The word says if two agree, right? Two agree, two walk and agree. That means we got to agree with what he wants and disagree with what we want. Amen? You know, the word tells us that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Again, knowledge is spiritual understanding. There's a lot of knowledge that goes around, but people ain't free. Amen? There's beautiful, pretty knowledge. I've read a lot of New Age books, thought they were really wonderful. They had a cover of truth, but it was a lie. Because the word says that the devil comes as an angel of light. But then that finally comes to pass where there's an area of rejection of truth. It comes to an area of deception. Satan's greatest weapon is deception, and his power is fear. And there's an area where, you know, when we don't have the understanding, we're misled. So God says, come and learn from me. That's what Jesus said, learn from me. Why? Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Because as you learn, you get free, and you know, then you begin to learn what your enemy's tactics are. And one of the things that people go back into bondage is because they don't realize that the enemy is the one that's bringing that influence of demonic deception and keeping in us from the presence of God, because that's where our home is. That's where we came from. So then we stay busy to try and make a false fulfillment. You know, there's a great move of deception right now. It is phenomenal. Even the word tells us that many will fall from the faith in the latter days. And it means falling from their call or never fulfilling their. Let me tell you, God sent you into this world, and you've got to step back and ask yourself, am I really fulfilling the mission that God sent me into this world for? Or am I still building my empire? Am I still doing my things? Am I saving up for retirement? How do you know you're going to be here tomorrow? You know, there's an era where we use wisdom. Amen? But so many people have all of their stuff in one category. And God is saying, come out. Come now, trust me. What can you do that I can't? And because of the arena of influence of the unseen, and too many are not making what is unseen to become seen, they still think it's them. They still accept their thoughts as coming from them. Well, I just don't feel that way. Well, I just don't. And they're not asking themselves, who told me that and where did you come from? Because that influence is coming from somewhere. If it's not promoting God's presence, God's love, God's will, it's coming from somewhere else. Does everybody understand that? The word says it will know them by their fruit. You'll know the voice by its fruit. There's a spirit that has been neglected. And it's too common to not realize that it is a spirit of demonic tremendous influence. It is called a spirit of carnality. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 1. Would you read it with me, please? Is everybody there? And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to what? Spiritual people. Spiritual people are people that understand spiritual things. He's saying, so I can't speak to you under the spiritual things because even when I speak to them, you nod your head, but you don't do it. Yeah. I got it. I'll do it. No, you won't. Because you're carnal. I couldn't speak to you as to spiritual people because you are carnal. You have the spirit of carnality. And you act like babies in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you're still not able to receive it. You're not able to receive correction. For you are still what? You're still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like what? Mere men, like regular men. Why? Because regular man is carnal. They are under the spirit of carnal. Acting like a regular person. We're not regular anymore. We're peculiar. People call us strange, weird, even a cult, because they don't get it. They think it's strange what we do. Why? Jesus, cool. So we see that the carnal man, to have the spirit of carnal, it's carnality, we are natural, but we're not natural, we're supernatural. It is a state of being lost. I'm going to share with you. The spirit of carnality puts a person in a state of being lost. Now let me tell you what lost is, L-O-S-T. Living outside of salvation's truth. So if you're living outside of salvation's truth, you're lost. Does everybody get this? And the spirit of carnality is there. It has its own specific attitude. It has the dimensional location. And it has an agenda. Why? Because it is an unseen spirit. It is a spirit that has a specific attitude. It has a dimensional location. And it has an agenda. It is a promoter of pride, selfishness, rebellion. And I'm going to tell you what its control is. It is a controlling strong man spirit called deaf and dumb. Because it prevents a person from receiving. It cannot go deep into the spirit of that person. It is a deaf and dumb spirit. And I want you to know that I've seen a deaf and dumb spirit. And I've cast many of them out. And a deaf and dumb spirit is very ugly. It has the body of a kangaroo. It has feet like a kangaroo. And it has a snoot. It has arms that are wide, almost like whale fins. And it has four of them. And it is very, very strong. I've seen it bust down all kinds of things. And it wraps around a person's loins and head. It brings heaviness, oppression. It promotes compromise and laziness and complacency. And again, in its attributes is pride, selfishness, and rebellion. Does everybody get this? Honey, if you're cold, you lower it or raise it. Can't go any lower. Is everybody okay? Romans 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse 5. And we've heard this multiple times, but we've looked at it only as just to be carnal. But it is the spirit of carnal. And there's something more to the spirit that we're going to talk about. In Romans 8 and verse 5, it says, for those who live according to the flesh, according to, let me share with you what this means. Things of the flesh is a world controlled by Satan. So they're living according to the things that are controlled by Satan. Are you getting this? All right. And they set their, for those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh, which is the things that are what? Of a world controlled by Satan. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, according to the things of the Spirit, is a world controlled by God, the Creator. For to be carnally minded is what? Death. In other words, it is spiritually dead. Dead. Do you ever see those zombie movies? Those are all carnal lights. They are the spirit of carnality. I mean, I don't watch them, but I've seen some previews. If you watch them, you better break the curse off. Don't put your eyes on that garbage. I guess I should have said, how many of y'all seen the zombie movies? We were really exposed to that. No wonder why you're having a problem. Verse 7. Okay, wait a minute. Verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. Why? Because you're living, you're setting your mind according to the things that are created by God. Other than that, you're setting your mind according to the things created by Satan or manipulated or controlled by Satan. Verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. In other words, the spirit of the carnal mind hates God. It hates His presence. It hates His will. It hates His attitudes. It hates everything according to God. So then, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor can it be. So the carnal spirit, the mind of the carnal spirit that you and I were born with will never submit to God. Never. Just won't. That's why you must be born again with the mind of Christ. Now, if you're allowing that spirit of carnality to rule your life, you will become prideful, selfish, and rebellion. Amen? Does everybody get this? Hallelujah. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Again, the things of the flesh is ruled and controlled by Satan. It can't see. It's controlled, it's manipulated by the carnal environment to fulfill lust or desires of the flesh and manifest the will of Satan. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, spirit of carnality. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 13. Is everybody there? These things we also speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the what? Natural man, or the what? Carnal man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, nor for they are what? Foolishness to them. This is where you're going to know whether you got that spirit or not. Nor can he know them because they are what? Spiritually what? Discerned. Wow. But the natural man, the spirit of carnality, cannot receive the things of God. Now listen, receiving the things of God doesn't mean that you nod your head and you say yes, yes, yes. Because when you truly receive something, you do something with it. Does everybody get it? When you really receive it, if somebody were to bless you with a car, you wouldn't park it. You would drive it. Because you received it. Does everybody get this? So when you truly receive something from God, you use it. If you don't, then you have it, and what's preventing you? Spirit of carnality, which is controlled by deaf and dumb spirit. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians 4. Is everyone there? Oh, praise God. I'm glad everybody's there. I think I'm not there. I think I have to go somewhere else. Yeah, let's go to 2 Corinthians 4. In verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, since we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we do not what? Lose heart. We don't quit. We don't give up. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel, the gospel is message of truth, is veiled, blinded. It is veiled to those who are what? Perishing. They're what? They're perishing. Why? Because of the spirit of carnality will not allow that person to receive. Whose minds, the God of this age, who's the God of this age? Satan's kingdom. Yeah. Has blinded them who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should what? Shine on them. You know how many people read the Bible and don't understand? That's why, the spirit of carnality. Does everybody get this? Is everybody okay? For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We are an earthen vessel with a treasure inside, and it's Christ. That the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. Why? Because carnality does not trust God. It works in its own power, in its own ability, with no reverence or respect to the things of the kingdom or to the will of God or the power of God. Is everybody okay? Because the God of this age has blinded individuals. In 2 Corinthians 11. Now, Paul was truly recognizing a lot of individuals that were proclaiming to be believers and prophets and evangelists and so forth. And there's something he wrote here in verse 12. It says, but what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are. said, I'm going to cut them off. I'm going to expose them because they ain't like us.
Hallelujah.
And the things which they boast, for such are what? False prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into a what? An angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his masters also transform themselves into what? Ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. These false ministers of righteousness promote the wrong things. They're emotional builders, but not demon exposers. Why? Because your fight is not physical, it is spiritual. Until we make what is unseen to become seen, we will continue to lose the battles. It's time for us to rise up and start kicking butt. Stop being pushed around and use a welcome mat to Satan's kingdom. You know, one day everybody will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and we will give account of everything we've done in this realm. And all our materialism, all the things that we thought we did, ain't nothing going to count. And the only thing that's going to count is anything that he told you to do that you did. Everything else will not count. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2. In verse 18, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be manifest that none of them were of us. What were they then? They were under the spirit of carnality. I want you to understand something. The spirit of carnality is an antichrist spirit. The spirit of carnality is an antichrist spirit. Why? Antichrist means, first of all, the word Christ is associated with anointed. It means presence. It hates the presence of God. It hates the will of God. It is an antichrist. It hates the character integrity of its creator. It's antichrist. It is the anti-anointing. It is the anointing. It is the eternal presence, power, and truth. It will not support it. It runs from it. It hates it. But people still think it's their thoughts, their feelings. It is a spirit that does this. It is a demon that does this. And it is inherited from your family line. And it must be broke and removed, or it will continue to keep you from the presence of God to fulfill your mission in this world. You will still look and stay busy and try to fulfill your own destiny and never fulfill what he has predestined for you. And we will stand before him and say, Lord, and he'll say, who are you talking to? You never listened to me. Daily I tried to speak to you through dreams and visions. I allowed circumstances that happened in your life to awaken you. You stepped into my house multiple times, but yet you rejected my voice. And for that, I will reject you. This spirit is an antichrist spirit. Look at this. He says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One and you know all things. At least you're supposed to. I've not written you because you don't know the truth, but because you know it. And you've been deceived. And that no lie is of the truth. Now look at this. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? Now I want you to understand something. People think that denying, saying, that means, oh, Jesus is not the Christ. That's not what the denying means. The denying means that you refuse to follow him. That's denying of Christ. You refuse to follow him, his instructions, and his will. You are still fighting for your life and have not surrendered yours. Is everybody okay? That is the spirit of Antichrist, isn't it? Amen. That is the spirit of carnality. Hallelujah. Antichrist, deny. It will deny to follow. It is rebellious. It won't receive instruction. The spirit of carnality or the Antichrist spirit are the same. The In fact, the Antichrist himself will come in a carnal state of being. He's going to come in a carnal state of being. Does everybody get that? He will come in the flesh. But he will have demonic power and great deception. And those who are carnal will follow him. He will convince them that the government is their help. He'll line them all up and say, come on, man. There's no food out there, but I got it for you. Come here and take this mark. It's your new welfare mark. Here, we'll give you a food stamp mark right on your forehead and on your hand. You can get all the food you need. You can get everything. We got it all for you. And many people will, okay, because they carry a deaf and dumb spirit. Galatians 3. I don't know if you noticed or not, but if any of you haven't seen the news yet, I shared this with a group, that Obama gave a speech and compared the crusades of Christ to ISIS. Do you know that the crusades were, 500 years or whatever it was? And they only killed like 500 people or whatever it was? I don't remember. It was 200 years or whatever. And they only killed. Here, this organization has killed 5,000 already. He compared. Come on, let's get this. Do you know that your president is Antichrist spirit? He is an Antichrist spirit. And his purpose is to deceive Christians, expose them, and cause a military to come against them. He hates you. He doesn't love you. He's a demonized individual. He's a servant of Satan, and he's under the control of Ishmael's organization, Muslims. That's why he will never call them a terrorist organization, because he's one of them. And people are stupid and don't even see it. They are blinded and deceived because they are carnal and under the control of a deaf and dumb spirit ruled by Antichrist spirit. It's incredible to me. And even parts of the body of Christ that promote them, they're not really a part of the body of Christ. They are Antichrist, even though they go to church. Galatians 3, sorry. Man, it blew me away. I mean, it just confirmed everything I realized about him. He's put all of his people in office. Listen, Antichrist is now in position. The Antichrist military is in position. The Antichrist government is in position. Everything is in position. It can happen any moment. Any moment. So you better be ready. Galatians 3, verse 1. Would you read it with me? Oh, foolish Galatians, who has what? Bewitched. Bewitched means you've been influenced by an unseen spirit of demonic forces. You have been tricked. You have been deceived. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, that you should not obey counsel? Who has bewitched you that you should not follow Christ? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing of the faith? Are you so dumb or foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by your carnal, your own strength, the spirit of carnality, the spirit of Antichrist? Oh, you've relied on you now. You're relying on your bank account. You're relying on your strengths and your talents and your abilities. You no longer acknowledge him. You no longer have a desire to come into his presence because of the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of carnality that prevents you from coming in. Do you understand that? That is a demon, it is a spirit, and it can be removed. Oh, hallelujah. Matthew 25. Matthew 25. Is everybody there? Verse 26. Remember I shared with you that the spirit of carnality has got an attitude, specific attitude. It has a dimensional location, and it has an agenda. In verse 26 it says, "But his Lord answered and said to him, 'You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. You ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, And at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the what? Unprofitable servant where? Outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That is a dimensional location. Outer darkness. Unprofitable servant. In Luke 22. Luke 22. Spirit of carnality is also the spirit of Antichrist. In verse 1, would you read it with me? Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called Passover, and the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might kill Jesus, for they feared the people. Then Satan entered Judas, surnamed Iscariot, who was numbered among the 12. So he went his way and conferred with the chief priests and captains how he might betray Jesus to them. Listen, the spirit of carnality will betray you. Why? Because it causes betrayal against the things of Christ. And this spirit will enter a person, become prideful, selfish, rebellious, doing it their way, thinking that they can get away with anything, but they can't. And they will eventually betray you. Why? Because Judas had the same spirit. So he went his way and conferred with the chief priests, captains, and how he might betray Jesus to them. And they were glad. Of course they were. They were under the same spirit. And agreed to give him money. There it is. He was willing to sell his birthright for money. So he promised and sought opportunity to betray Jesus to them in the absence of the multitude. And he did. For 30 pieces of silver. Amen. And of course, then afterwards he tried to fix it, but it was too late. You know, he ended up hanging himself. Why? Because the end of that spirit is always death and separation from God. Wow. It is a betrayer of the things of God. Listen, when a person receives that spirit, you can see it. In Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15. In verse 24. Proverbs 15:24. Is everybody there? Would you read it with me? The way of life winds upward for the wise, that he may turn away from what? Hell below. Hello. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the boundary of the widow. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are what? They are pleasant. He who is greedy for gain troubles his own house, but he who hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous studies how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours forth evil. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report makes the bones healthy. The ear that hears the rebukes of life will abide among the wise. He who disdains instruction despises his own soul, but he who heeds rebuke gets understanding. You know, you should want to be rebuked. You're not looking to go, I mean, hey, would you mind rebuking me today? No. In other words, we should be willing to receive correction. Why? Because it's going to save our life. But people get offended. You know why? Because they're carnal. They get offended when they get rebuked. They get offended when they get corrected or exposed because they carry the spirit of carnality and they are Antichrist spirit. Why? Because they're not going to submit. They can't see that it's God or the Spirit of the Lord speaking to them. They can only see carnal. Hallelujah. Verse 33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is what? Humility. Hebrews 2. Hebrews 2. Spirit of carnality. Verse 1, would you read it with me, please? Hebrews 2, verse 1. Therefore, we must give more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we what? Drift away. Because let me tell you, the enemy sucks, begins to drift you away. He puts a small little sliver of a wedge there, then he puts a bigger one. Next thing you know, you're out of court, out of time, out of line, and out of mind. Hallelujah. Verse 2. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, hello, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. For he has not put the world to come of which we speak in subjection to angels. Now listen, again, that means that you and I got to hold fast. We've got to be around individuals that are going to uplift us. We want to be around individuals that are willing to say, listen, in love, correct. Man, you're drifting, man. What's the problem? Come on. Let's pray. Has everybody got that? Spouses should be encouraging one another to get in God's presence. Come on, honey. Get off your lazy blessed assurance. I know you're tired from work. Who told you that? Hallelujah. Hebrews 10. The problem is the Jezebel-Ahab relationship. It causes a lot of conflict. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Let's speak it together. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to what? Enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without what? Wavering. For he who promises faithful. And let us consider one another in order to what? Stir up love and good words, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as some manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Holding fast. Let's not neglect the salvation that God has given us. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, and exposing the spirit of carnality. Second Timothy 3 and verse 12. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together, please. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Hello. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and be assured of, knowing from whom you have learned. In other words, you must put those things into practice. Yeah, I know that. I know that. I know that. I know that. I just don't do it. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for what? Salvation. You're going to need wisdom. You're going to need wisdom to maintain salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Does everybody see this? Hallelujah. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be complete and thoroughly equipped for every good work. Wise for salvation. Go to chapter 2. In verse 21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from this spirit, hello, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue what? Righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call out on the Lord out of a what? Man, hang with people that are pure heart. Don't hang with heathen. Your associations will bring impartations. What you approve, you'll be judged by. How dumb can you be and still breathe? Hello? Come on, does everybody get this? If you hang with unrighteous people, you'll be judged with them. Oh, they're my friends. So was Judas. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 23, but avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach patience in humility, correcting those who are what? In oppositions. Praise God. Well, if you're out of order, how can you correct someone else? If God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may what? Know the truth. And now look at this. And that they may come to their what? Senses and go, oh my God, I'm an idiot. How stupid could I be and still breathe? And now when they wake up from this stupid, stumpy thing, they can escape the snare of the devil. Hello! That they've been rooted in, that they've been fed, and that the enemy uses them for food. Now look at it. That they may escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. To do his will. So it's Satan's will that you associate with ungodliness. It is Satan's will that you touch unclean things. It is Satan's will that you hate God's presence. It is Satan's will that you be rebellious. It is Satan's will that you lie. It is Satan's will that you be an example for his kingdom. That's his will. And we'll know them by the fruit, right? Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 6. It is Satan's will that you are rebellious. But it's God's will that we repent and turn. It's God's will that we learn so we don't get burned. And it's God's will that we expose darkness. It's God's will that we submit to resist the devil. It's God's will that we be in his presence, to be lovers of his presence. Why? Because that's home. 2 Corinthians 6, everybody there? Verse 14, what does it say? Do not be unevenly yoked together with unbelievers. But they say they're Jesus lovers. But is their fruit Jesus lover? Are they in fornication? Are they actually doing the will of God? Does everybody get this? Listen, it's time to walk away from the world. It's time to walk away from those who serve the world. Jesus said, those of my family who are my brothers and sisters are those who do the will of God. Other than that, they're a friend. That means they're just like Judas. They'll betray you any minute. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? What communion has light with darkness? Does everybody get this? So if a person is rebellious, is that a promotion of Christ? No. And what accord has Christ with Belial? That's a demon, Belial. Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of God, the living God. As God has said, now look at this. I'll dwell in them. I'll walk among them. I'll be their God. And they'll be my people. If you do this, are you ready? If you come out from among them. If you come out from among them. If you cut them from your life. Then I'll be your God. Other than that, your God is the Antichrist. If you come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and don't what? Touch what's unclean or associate what's unclean, and I'll receive you. And I'll be a father to you. And you will be my sons and daughters, says the Almighty King. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Amen? Did you get it? Are you sure? Spirit of carnality is the spirit of Antichrist. It's time to grow and mature. It's time to get ready. It's time to cut people loose from our lives. Hello? Amen. And it's time to do the will of God in every area. Because if you're not doing the will of God, you're doing the will of Satan. There's no gray area. Does everybody understand? No gray areas in the kingdom. God is light. He's not darkness. And he ain't gray. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We take this opportunity, Father, and we repent for association with the spirit of carnality. we touch and agree right now. Everyone say after me, Holy Father,
Holy Father,
I repent for allowing the Spirit of carnality to infiltrate my life.
I bind, blind, mute,
and deaf that spirit, and command to leave me, my life,
my house,
in the name of Jesus. I send you to the pit. And I'm asking now, Lord, that you give me the boldness to say no to temptation and say yes to you all my days in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.